Summit County engineer Leslie Crawford reported Wednesday that four staffers are working 8 hours a day on an ordinance that could expand the development code to address hazardous liquid and material in a pipeline. The topic was not on the council's agenda Wednesday, but in public comment, Tom Clyde, a Woodland resident and former Eastside Planning Commissioner, urged the county to get more involved in the review of the pipeline. He said that very day he had Tesoro representatives at his home discussing the proposed alignment of the pipeline.
I just literally tossed them out of my house to drive over here. I had four Tesoro people meeting me in my kitchen, showing me which part of my property they were going to come down. And if you haven't had that kind of meeting, I think Dave's been through it with UDOT, if you haven't had that kind of meeting, it's kind of surreal to be sitting there in the sanctity and comfort of your own home while someone says, and we're going to have to go right here, and we're going to take this. However, it ended more positively. I was anticipating that it would, end with turning the dogs loose, and it didn't. They were willing to look at alternatives.
Tesoro has held three open houses, including the recent event in Camas. Clyde said that on details like how they're handling the wet sea crude oil, it's hard to get information or consistent information.
But, God, it's been tough to get that kind of information out of them. I'm assuming this guy was giving me the whole story there, but that's different from what I was getting in Camas, which is different from what I got at the meeting in Heber, which is different from what they were telling people in Bountiful. The whole process is moving so rapidly on the ground and being planned on kitchen tables like mine, and they'll be planning it on Dave's kitchen table when they go through his property. If you have the misfortune of not being having a big enough kitchen or a big enough parcel of ground that they just say, okay, it's got to go this way based on these other agreements, you're left out of the process.
The council heard from Doug Evans of the Mountain Regional Water District. He said the county should offer some alternatives to the present pipeline alignment near Beaver Creek and the Weber River. Evans said he'd rather see it along Highway 32 or even through his own yard in South Summit. He said the consequences for Mountain Regional could be dire if an accident happened.
They said, there's just hardly any chance that anything will ever go wrong. But things do go wrong with this. I mean, you just look it up on the internet. Just Google Tesoro Pipeline. They've got a huge leak they're dealing with right now in North Dakota. They will say, well, it's waxy crude, it sets up really fast, but it's pumped over 1,000 PSI. You can make a mess, and any of that crude that gets in the Weber River will put us out of business. If it gets into the pump station, and the pipeline literally was feet from the intake at Rockport, if it gets into our system, we're done. We're out of water.
Sherry Christensen, a Camas resident, was the planning director for Morgan County. She gave the council some advice on what to require from Tesoro.
I've dealt with a pipeline that came through Morgan County when I worked there, and these tactics work. Make them prove their easements. Make them look at areas that are less sensitive. Make sure that they're putting in insurance and bonding for accidents when they do happen, and make sure they're really, really big. And then make sure there's an inspection protocol. Make sure that there's restoration bonds for the vegetation when it goes into the area. Don't make it easier for them to get a pipeline through our county than it is to get a building permit. Everybody knows how hard it is to do a subdivision or a building permit in Summit County, and it should be.
And Leslie Crawford said she was an engineer in private life, so she knows what Tesoro is doing.
They're doing their due diligence. They're investigating every option. They're talking to every landowner. They're talking to everybody that this pipeline is going to affect to come up with an alignment. The reason why the maps aren't as detailed as we would like is because they don't know the details. They are talking like they do, which is what I did when I was in private practice. That's what I did. I talked like I knew what I was doing. But I didn't really know until the alignment was in place. Because as part of this NEPA process, they have to look at every single alternative.
Summit County Engineer Leslie Crawford. For KPCW, I'm Rick breath.